Welcome to 721 Live. Thanks for listening into the show today. I'm Sam Hunter, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. It is the weekend. It is Friday, and I'm glad you're with us. If you're driving down the road, I just would encourage you to slow up, or you keep going the same speed you're going, but focus on what we're going to talk about today and try to block out the distractions of the highway. Or if you're listening online via the net, and I know you got a lot of things going on, a lot of things coming up for the weekend, Friday afternoon, but maybe you could just focus a little bit and try to just take a deep breath and say, well, what, God, Father, what would you say to me today? Because He is always ready to speak to our hearts if we'll just block out the distractions and open up to Him. And I would encourage you to do that. Join us today. We're going to have a great topic. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors for today's show, Bull Hogs Barbecue in Pauline, South Carolina. Harold Jennings is a friend of mine. He's the owner. Boy, they do a great job. And they really do strive to make the restaurant a ministry in and of itself. They pray in the morning before they get started. They have great food. They treat you well. Their pulled pork is great. They got this sauce and this bread. Their smoked chicken is good. Their peach cobbler is world famous. Listen, they can handle any of your catering needs, so just contact Harold or his manager, Kathy Farr, at the restaurant, 864-585-7222. That's 585-7222. Or visit their website at www.bullhagsbbq.com. That's Bull Hogs Barbecue, BBQ.com. And Spencer Hines Properties is our other sponsor, and we'll talk about them a few minutes from now. But 721 Live is the radio arm of 721 Ministries, and our website is 721ministries.org. That's the numbers, 721ministries.org. And the name 721 Ministries comes from Jesus' words, really His warning to us in Matthew 7:21, 22, and 23, where He says, listen, I don't want you to line up in front of me on Judgment Day and start giving me your list of things you've done, all your good church work or your good social work. That's all fine, and I want you to do that, but that is not what salvation is about. We don't earn our way in. We don't present our list of accomplishments. We get to know Jesus and ask Him to get into our hearts and get to know us. And that's what Jesus says. I will say to those that are giving me that long list, away from me. And He actually says, away from me, you evildoers, I don't know you. Please don't let that be you. Make sure that you slow down in your life and say, I want to make sure Jesus knows who I am. And we do that by spending time with Him. Listen, feel free to call in today, 888-660-9535. That's 888-660-9535. Love to have you call in. And what we're going to talk about today is remembering. Remembering and how important that is in our lives and our spiritual journeys. Talking to a friend the other day, his business is down. A lot of people's business is down these days. And he was pretty uptight about it. You could see the worry and stress in him. And I said, well, you know, it seems to me like back in 2000, you were in a similar predicament. And I recall you telling me how God moved and worked through that. And things came back and you didn't get hurt too badly. And he said, you know, you're right. And I could just see his worry start to dissipate. I was talking to a friend the other day who was saying, I'm just flat, Sam. My spiritual life is flat. My quiet time is flat. I can't put my finger on it, but I just don't have any zing in it. And I said, well, you know, it seems to me, Sarah, that you told me a story recently about how God just delivered you in a very difficult situation, a very stressful emotional situation. And maybe if you kind of thought about that a little bit, she said, you know, you're right. And I could just see her countenance change. And she was starting to get more enthusiastic. And she told me later, yeah, my quiet time has gotten better because I'm just thinking about what God's done for me. Remembering what God does is so important. It can have such a positive impact on our lives, can be such a positive source of energy and hope. And it can even humble our prideful hearts when we think about what God has done for us in the past. When I think about what I used to be like and how He's changed me, I've still got a long way to go, but He's changed me so much. And I think about it and I just thank Him for it. I just thank Him. And when I think about what a wretch I used to be and how He has changed me, it's hard for me to be as harsh and judgmental towards other people. In Hebrews 2:1, God says, we must pay, I want you to pay more careful attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. Now, let me say that again. We must remember, therefore, what we have heard so that we do not drift away. You see, when we forget what God has done for us, when we forget how the Lord has worked in our life, we drift. We drift away from trust and into worry. We drift away from joy and into that melancholy, that flatness, that lukewarmness. And we drift away from grace and into judgment and pride. And that's me so often. You know, nature abhors a vacuum. And so it is with our spiritual lives. When we fail to fill ourselves up with remembering what God has done for us and how gracious and wonderful and loving He is and how He always comes through. It always comes through in just the right time, with just the right way. But when we fail to forget, fail to remember those things and we forget about them, it creates a spiritual vacuum. And I'm telling you, idols will rush in to fill that vacuum. Fear, anxiety will rush in to fill that vacuum. Pride will rush in to fill that vacuum. And when we fail to remember how kind our Heavenly Father has been to us, how gracious and generous, we move away from Him and into our own agendas and our own bad habits. And what I do is I move into my own self-centered behavior. Remembering what God has done is such an important thing. And God is such a great God. He recognizes our frailties. He understands how short our memories are and how we have this mentality of, what have you done for me lately? He recognizes that, so He encourages us to remember what He has done for us. I want to read to you just real quickly, real short, in Judges, chapter 8, verses 32. You know, Gideon was a great judge for the fledgling nation of Israel. And here's how this reads, Judges, chapter 8, verses 32, 33, 34. Gideon died at a good old age and was buried in the tomb of his father. No sooner had Gideon died than the Israelites again prostituted themselves to the Baals. They set up Baal-berith as their god and did not remember the Lord their God, who had rescued them from the hands of all their enemies on every side. They also failed to show kindness to the family of Gideon for all the good things he had done for them. Isn't that just like us? I mean, tell me, can you not relate to that? I'd love to hear any stories you may have about how you God has worked in your life, or you remember what He's done or how that helps. And so feel free to call us, please, at 888-660-9535. 888-660-9535. The nation of Israel is just like me, and I bet just like you. No sooner had Gideon died than they again prostituted themselves to the Baals. They set up Baal-berith is their god, and did not remember the Lord their God, and who had rescued them from the hands of all their enemies on every side. That's me, and I have to believe it's you. When we get into a fix, we start stewing around, and we're tempted to grab things and control things and try to fix them ourselves. When we see that things aren't going the way we want them to go, we try to grab them and fix them and control them and manipulate them. We forget that God has delivered us in the past, and He'll deliver us again. He'll work in our lives if we'll just give Him the opportunity, if we'll just remember and think about what He has done. Remembering is so important in our spiritual journey. And I want to encourage you to do that, to think back to what He's done is such a powerful thing. Remembering, being reminded, and reminding others is really a ministry in itself, and we all need that ministry. Hey, we got a caller in to the show today. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just listening to your show, and I wanted to call in and share a story or a testimony, I would say, when I drift away. And it seems real trivial at first because I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
And so I live by myself, so I'm the only one that really knows that, except God, of course.
Yes.
But when I think about it and I say I've got one more hour to sleep, or I need one more hour, or why do I have to get up and go to work? Mm-hmm. I think about just 3 short years ago, I didn't even have a job. And I had been in a depression over the death of somebody that I loved very much. And when he died, I thought my world was over.
Yeah.
And so daily, for 8 months, I think I prayed really to go ahead and die with him. And one day, I just realized, you know, that God did not intend for me to die. Obviously, he would have 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And so, and then I started to have to think about reality, getting a job. What was I going to do? I was fortunate enough to have not worked, you know, for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can clearly remember lying in that bed and just praying, you know, with all my heart for the first time in years, you know, just come tell me what to do. You know, for the first time I had surrendered. I said, I really don't know what to do, and I know I can't do anything without you and without your help. And I turned to my Bible, which I had not really picked up in a few years, and turned to the passage in Matthew about having faith as tiny as a mustard seed.
Yeah.
And I read that two and three times a day, sometimes five and six times a day. And I can tell you, God came in and just touched my life. And within, I think within 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks, not only was I out of the bed from depression, but I had gotten a job and a great job. And something I'm proud to go to every day, and I've been there for 3 years. But anytime I start to feel that that I want to be an ingrate, mm-hmm. and you know, in the mornings when I want to be grouchy, mm-hmm. all I do is say, "Are you kidding me? As good as he's been to you, you're going to complain about getting up? You're actually alive and have a job to go to."
You know, isn't that great, Lisa? How God can use those memories, that remembering back, and just it just rejuvenates you. It gives you that enthusiasm, that energy.
Oh, it does. It's unbelievable, and how it's helped me to grow as a Christian is just that it's unbelievable. And I feel like, you know, I told God then, I said, you know, I've lived for me for so long, and it's over. You know, I really want to live for you, and whatever I can do. So anytime that I can get excited about telling even little things like that to other people, that's what I really enjoy doing. And just reminding them that God just is so great. I mean, he will just touch you if you let him.
If you'll just let him. Let me read to you a scripture passage, 2 Corinthians, right at the very beginning, chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it's wonderful.
And you know, Lisa, when you've had that difficult time and now you're right now you're out of it and you do share that with other people, it brings good out of that pain. I mean, you're able to use it as a ministry in your own life for other people. And when I'm able to do that, and I look back on that difficult time, I go, well, at least, God, you've given me a chance to use it for good.
Oh, absolutely. And when I have friends that, you know, that I relate this to or people that I don't even know, I mean, it either does one or two things. It touches their heart. Mm-hmm. Or they look at you like, you know, that you have two heads. But even if they look at you like you have two heads, you've planted the seed.
Yes.
And I can only think that the seed's going to grow.
They won't forget it. There's no doubt when God moves in their life, they will remember what you said. Lisa,
yes.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
Oh, well, thank you for what you do. I enjoy listening to your show.
Okay, thanks so much. Hey, that is just one of, you know, a thousand stories. I got an email just a little while ago from a guy that said, I was going through a horrible divorce 2 years ago, and I thought my life was over. And I had a friend who said, you know, I went through the same thing. And I want you to know, and you can't see it now, but I want you to know that probably within a year, certainly within 1 or 2 or 3 years, you will look back on this and say, it wasn't that bad. And as a matter of fact, God delivered me through this. If you will put your focus on him and not on your own pain and not on feeling sorry for yourself, if you'll just do that, I can almost guarantee you, you'll look back and say, well, you know what? He had it all the way. This friend that sent me the email wasn't even a believer at the time or hadn't locked into a relationship with the Lord. He was going to church, I'm sure, but he said that this made me a believer. This is how God turned the light on in my life, because I now look back a year and a half later and I go, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I shouldn't have married in the first place. God never blessed that. I never even consulted him. And now he's brought me out of it and I've got a new life and that's all behind me. But back then I couldn't see it. Ministry of reminding others what God has done and can do. We'll be back in the second half of the show. We'll talk more about remembering. Welcome back to the second half of our show. This is 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter, and I'm glad you're listening today. I want to thank our other sponsors, Spencer Hine Properties. These guys, they are, again, personal friends of mine, supporters of 721 Ministries, and they are true pros in commercial real estate, industrial real estate. They're located in Spartanburg, but they work all around the upstate, and they do a great job. They really do. Lynn Spencer, Ben Hines, they own the company, Spencer Hines Properties. You can reach them at 864-583-1001, 583-1001, or visit their website, SpencerHines.com. They do a terrific job in any kind of commercial, industrial, real estate needs you may have. And please remember, you can check our website, 721ministries.org. That's 721ministries.org. You'll find on that the Putting Green. The Putting Green is a weekly devotional that we write that is sort of a recap of what we talk about that week in our different groups and also here on the radio show. So check that out, and you'll navigate around the website and find plenty of other things to look at of interest. We're talking about remembering. And it is so important, just as our earlier caller Lisa said, it just reminds her of God's faithfulness. And then we can remind other people of God's faithfulness. How do we remember? Write it down. Write it down. When God moves in your life, or if you're struggling, write down when you're struggling. I have a Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest is my favorite devotional book. Read it every morning. Have been reading it for 13 years. When I'm hurting, I might write down a little note, you know, 2001, things are really bad, cash flows down, feeling down, spiritually flat. And then when I come across it now, I read it and I go, gosh, I remember that feeling, and I remember now how God has moved me through that. As a matter of fact, today's devotion, I've got back to 2000, 2001, 2004, and 2005, little notes talking about how miserable I was at that particular day on those particular years. And this morning I was looking and I almost came to tears thinking how God had delivered me from that. And how he's changed my life. But it's such a vivid reminder. Remembering is so important. You'll find something about remembering, reminding over 250 times in Scripture. Matter of fact, the nation of Israel, as they're poised to go into the promised land, the whole book of Deuteronomy is reminding them of what God has done. Because when we don't, we will drift away. And we'll drift into anxiety, we'll drift into pride, we'll drift into all kinds of things that take us away from our Heavenly Father. Remembering, being reminded, and reminding others is a true ministry in itself. Listen to what David says in the Psalms. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. That's Psalm 77. Psalm 105, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. Psalm 111, he has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. So what exactly is it that we are to remember? What is it exactly that God wants us to remember? What he has done. Yes, God wants you to remember him through his actions. The times he has so clearly worked in your life. Those prayers that have been answered. Maybe not precisely how you prayed them or how you wanted them to, but in just the right way, in just the right timing. Of course, we are to remember his majesty and how wonderful and great and powerful he is. But God, he understands our frailties. He understands our human tendencies to what have you done for me lately. He understands our short memories. And he knows the best remedy for that short memory is to remind us of the very real, very tangible examples of his presence in our lives. Yes, God says, remember what I've done. What I've done. And he says that over and over and over in Scripture. It is such a powerful thing when we'll do that, when we'll just step back and remember how God has worked in our lives. It can bring humility into your life because you're getting a little prideful. It can bring hope and confidence back into your life because you're getting a little worried, a little full of anxiety and fear. You're starting to drift into a lack of trust for your Heavenly Father. We have another caller into the show today, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Sam. Great show. Been listening to you ever since you started the radio program, but a first-time caller.
Well, great. I'm glad you called in. Have you been thinking about remembering and how that works in your life?
Well, the remembering that I get is from my daily devotion every day, just the Scripture. Mm. I mean, it speaks to me every day. Mm. The Scripture you cited today was a perfect example of that, of just paying attention.
Yeah.
But
how long have you been walking with the Lord, Tom?
Well, I was really going to call and talk about my children. I've been blessed with two children, one that's a lot older than the other one. And every day I'm reminded between the two ages of my past life and how I was before I knew the Lord. And really the older one helps me to help the younger one.
Now, let me ask you this. The older one helps you to help the younger one. How so, Tom?
Well, there's two ways, really. One is just reminding me of how I was not only at the older one's age.
Oh, yeah.
So that helps me with, you know, speaking to her and trying to let her know about the Lord.
Yeah.
But the other way is that it reminds me of being a father and of our Heavenly Father, really. But it makes me remember how I was when my older daughter was the age of my younger daughter,
yeah.
and how I was then
yeah.
and how I am now.
Tom, how long have you been walking with the Lord?
It's been 4 years.
Oh, okay, so if it's only been 4 years, can you remember vividly what you were like before God, before Jesus showed up in your life?
Oh, yeah, it was Tom's world. It was Tom's world, and I was looking for disciples for me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I like the way you say that, disciples for Tom instead of disciples for Jesus. Do you ever, sometimes when I think back to what I was like before Jesus turned the light on, I cringe sometimes. I wince sometimes.
So, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And now it's just a calm. And if I could say anything to listeners about helping them to remember, it would be in their walk, the daily devotion, and that God's scripture just helps you to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does, doesn't it? Tom, do you write any of this down? Do you journal at all, or do you make notes in anything you have?
I do journal, and it just added another, caveat to my walk, I guess you would say. But when I write down, I will write the scripture that spoke to me that day. If I could share one other remembrance
sure.
thing, would be, that I lost my mother when I was a young age. I'm 53 now. I lost her when I was 10. And in John 16:16, it talks about in a little while that God promises so many things to us in this world, but He promises us much more in the next world.
Yeah.
And when I read that scripture and it says, in a little while, and that's what Jesus told His disciples at the Last Supper, that in a little while, something bad's going to happen to me, and I'm going to get really, really hurt, and you are too, and you're going to grieve, but in a little while, 3 days to be exact, you'll know that your grief will turn to joy. So I look forward to seeing my Jesus, of course, but I look so forward to seeing my mother again.
How sweet is that? And it will just be a little while. It'll just be a short snap of the fingers when it really, really get down to it. Tom, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank
I appreciate you calling in. That has blessed me.
Thank you.
You see this remembering. Even Jesus said, I want you to remember, if you can't do any better than remembering who I am, remember what I've done. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 10, he said, even though you do not believe me, he's talking to the Jews, he said, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Look, if you can't get it any other way, remember the specific, tangible things I've done. He says that again to the disciples, and that same night that Tom was just referencing in John chapter 16, John chapter 14, verse 10, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing His work. Believe in me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. You see, God and Jesus know we need help remembering. And as you've heard from these callers, it is such a positive influence in our spiritual journey to remember, to just remember what God has done. And, when you read Scripture, you see our Heavenly Father speaking to us about our behavior and how He would want us to live. And our behavior will change through a reminding us of His grace. He doesn't hammer us. He doesn't beat us up over it. He says, may I remind you of what you used to be like? May I remind you of the grace I've shown you? And therefore, one would hope that with that kind of memory, thinking back, that we would have gratitude and grace. So if I'm living in a particular way, if I've fallen back into old habits and I get reminded from the Holy Spirit, this isn't exactly what your Heavenly Father wants for you. My gratitude to Him would compel me to say, you're right, I don't want to live this way. It's not that you're holding it over me. It's that I want to please you because what you've done for me. Let me read you a great scripture passage. It's Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient. Remind the people to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceful and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men. And then I would add, because at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. Remind the people what they used to be like, because at one time we too were foolish. So if you're judging someone harshly, remember what you used to be like, and quite frankly, still are. If you've got that pride welling up in your heart, remember what God has done, and maybe some humility will slip back in there. Folks, remembering what God has done is so important. It's such a rejuvenating, it's such an energizing, and can be such a humbling, wonderful, kind thing for our Heavenly Father. Listen, thank you for joining us on the show today. Each week we publish on our website a recap of this. We call it the Putting Green. Check us out at 721ministries.org, 721ministries.org. I'm so glad you joined us today. So long, God's peace to you, and I hope I get to see you next Friday.